Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
Tonight's guest, professor, musician, and best-selling author, Dr. Greg Hammer.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars have always
used to, yeah. All right. I have been looking forward to this show for many reasons, on top of which I knew that once we got to the show, we would have had, for the first time ever, a successful recalibration workshop online. We had never done it online, many times live in person, but for the first time online. And I thought, how perfect that I get to experience this from an instructor, speaker, facilitator point of view, because I've been on the other end as I've listened to and participated in many Zoom calls and meetings and workshops, et cetera, et cetera. And it was interesting and very much appreciated those who were very familiar with the how Zoom works and how working from home works and being online and doing meetings and blah, blah, blah. I could tell those who were in the workshop that were very familiar, and because they were always on time after we took breaks and they were always ready and all that stuff. And at the same time, I could tell how stressed so many of them were, because here they were Saturday, Sunday, they worked all week, and then, you know, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, they were doing workshop with us, back to Zoom and back to online and back to working from home. And I thought, how perfect that we're doing this show on Monday with our guest, Dr. Greg Hammer, who is going to talk with us and share from his book and from his life experiences, his book being Gain Without Pain, and the workshop, or rather the episode being called today, Gain Resilience Working From Home. So we're going to have Dr. Hammer, when we come back in a little later on, musical guest Julian Miranda is joining us live, all on the Life Changes Show at Home edition after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and I'm sitting here online with Mark Legere at home, and I'm thinking, listening to that, yeah, we were actually at the Dome and in the studio not very long ago, and here we are from home.
We are at home, and I've certainly been, just like you, one of those that has been navigating a heavy Zoom schedule. And I can't think of a better topic than and need today on so many levels than resilience. So it's going to be a great show.
You know, Mark, I agree, actually. I can't think of a better topic. And yet, when I got to hear of all the credentials that our guest has, I thought of so many other topics as well that we could be talking about. As a matter of fact, along with everything else I'm going to say in a moment, I found out at the end of my call with him earlier that he's a student of history, and not just history, but more specifically history of medicine, and not just that, but more specifically a student of infectious diseases in specific. And I thought, wait a minute, how come I'm not hearing more about this guy in the news? Well, he is on our show. He is from Stanford he's a Stanford University professor and so much more. He's a physician and a best-selling author of Gain Without Pain. We'll say more about him as we go through the interview. Welcome, Dr. Greg Hammer, to the show.
Welcome, Filippo. So great to be with you.
It's so great to be with you, too. And truly, there is so much that I feel that you could be sharing with the world. And interestingly enough, you are, in the sense that you are sharing with the people that potentially need to relax the most. Physicians?
Yes, we are among the most highly stressed group of individuals, I'm sorry to say. But, dealing with life and death is... many physicians are these days, and with so much uncertainty breeds stress. And yes, we are a high stress occupation.
And as if the occupation wasn't stressful enough, you are in probably the most specifically stressful area of expertise, and that's the ICU, intensive care unit, right?
Yes, I do critical care for children. And I also do anesthesiology for children, many of whom are having cardiac procedures. So that is what excites me. I like the fast and furious, I suppose, at least when it comes to my profession, not necessarily in the rest of my life.
You know what? I had forgotten that it was specifically for children. Now that I'm remembering that, I'm also remembering speaking to the publicist about you and how she says you're a funny doctor. And I thought, oh, just now I put it together. If anybody needs laughter or a moment of humor while they're about to go under anesthesia, it's the children.
Yes, and it's actually, I feel that the family is my patient collectively as well. And humor as well is great for everybody. One thing about humor, Filippo, is it focuses us on the present moment. I think that moment between setting up the punchline and the punchline, it brings everybody right to that moment. And, you know, when we are in the present moment, we're happy. If you think of all the happiest times that you've ever had, it's when you were present, whether it's being intimate with a loving partner or listening to a timeless piece of classical music, be it Beethoven or Mozart or whatever your fancy. I love so many pieces of classical music and so blown away by the timeless nature of that music. Or whether it be art or a hike in the woods, things that bring you into the present moment bring happiness. And it's dwelling on the past and the shame and regret that just we kind of ruminate over, and also being obsessed with the future, where fear and anxiety dwell. If we can just learn to be present. I mean, we have to be in the past to the extent that we need to learn from our mistakes. And certainly I'm interested in child development, so that's all about learning from our mistakes. And I've made plenty, so I hope that I'm learning from them and have learned from them. And we want to savor our wonderful memories. And so to that extent, we want to think about the past, and we want to look forward to happy memories. So we want to be thinking about the future to that extent. We need to plan for things, put bread on the table, etc. But beyond that, we should let go of thoughts of the past and the future, because they tend to be negative. And, you know, I was listening to that ad for those Phi beads. And I think the ad actually incorporated three or four of the game principles, being intention, and there was something in there, I think, about non-judgment and gratitude, and those principles are so central, and one of the reasons that those four qualities and those four pillars are so important is that they do bring us into the present moment, and that's really what we should be practicing, and I wish that were taught in elementary school, how to be present. And, I just think it's the solution to so many problems that we're having.
I agree with you. I wish it were, and I trust it will be with people like you out there. But I also wish it were taught to doctors, and it sounds like that's what you're doing. But unfortunately, you're one of the few.
Hopefully, things are shifting, and I do see a shift in the culture of medicine toward mindfulness, which is certainly a very popular concept and practice. And, the thing is, in the intensive care unit, my residents and fellows have spent so much time talking to the family about what's wrong with their child and what the test results are and how to interpret them. And of course, it's my job to talk to the family about those things as well, to put it all, weave it all together and put it in perspective. But, there are just times, Filippo, when all we can do is be present with each other. And in this example, with the family, and that just resonates with them. They're weary and kind of exhausted from all the, high energy anxiety and people coming in and out. And sometimes if I can just take 30 seconds and be with them in the present moment, that seems to resonate with them as much or more than anything else.
Wow. And the fact that you recognize that and you do that, please, I'm not trying to flatter you. I just think that, wow, what a great combination of things to be the best doctor. At the age of 18, you were a hippie. You were into nutritional science. You were inquisitive about the universe and how it works. You were into wellness and you were an enthusiast. I mean, seriously.
Well, it's been a lifelong evolution, I would say, of many of those things. And, like many of us, and probably like you too, I did a little bit of homework reading up on you on the internet, and besides seeming like a wonderful person, you seem extremely engaged in life, and I know that you're a seeker, and many of us, if not all of us, really, we want the truth, and some of us just are very dedicated to learning about that and looking for it. And I think it was about 10 years ago I started to realize that there's really no need to look anywhere other than inward, because the truth and everything we need to be present and happy is within us. And that was the biggest epiphany. And I'm just so grateful for that realization. I think the last decade of my life has really been about building on that.
Wow. Well, you have built a book along with other things. The book is Gain Without Pain, and G-A-I-N is an acronym that you've turned into some great things that we're going to talk about when we come back. If you want to learn more about Dr. Greg Hammer, you can go to Greg Hammer, just as it sounds, MD.com. Again, the book is Gain Without Pain. We'll be talking more with Greg when we come back a little later on. Our musical guest, Julian Miranda, will be joining us also at home, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and we're talking to Dr. Greg Hammer. I promised I would share more about him as the show went on. He's a professor, I did say this, at the University Medical Center of Stanford. He is a member of the Stanford WellMD Initiative and the Wellness Committee for the American Society of Anesthesiologists, and he is currently the chair of the Physician Wellness Task Force for the California Society of Anesthesiologists. That's a mouthful and quite, I'm sure, quite a filling schedule. So if anybody doesn't have time, it's you. And yet, you take time to meditate.
Well, I think we all would be better off incorporating a few minutes of quiet and contemplation on those pillars of resilience and happiness as we were discussing. And so I do have a daily practice every morning, and that's what I teach. You know, my trainees, as you and I were discussing, my medical students, residents, and fellows, tell me that they're too busy to meditate. And so I thought about that and came up with sort of a condensed 3-minute meditation with the GAIN methodology. And I just tell them, set your intention the night before and at the same time set your alarm for 3 minutes before you would otherwise get up. And, you know, when you think about it, if somebody's going to set their alarm at 5:55, set it for 5:52 instead. I don't think any of us are going to miss 3 minutes of sleep. And get up and do your hygiene, whatever you do first thing in the morning, open the blinds, and then find a comfortable place to sit and spend 3 minutes getting into your breath and going through a contemplation of these four important principles, which are gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment. Come back to the breath and then just slowly open your eyes and pick one of those things to focus on that day. So, for example, we open our eyes and we think about non-judgment, and let's say we commit to dropping the judgment of that first person who's annoying to us, which often for people who are driving is somebody on the road who might change lanes without using their turn signal or cut us off a bit. And as we start to get aggravated with that person and making judgments about what a bad driver and inconsiderate person and whatever else we're dreaming up, you know, we catch ourselves and we just let go of that judgment. And it feels good. And it reminds us that this constant judging nature of our minds is exhausting and really kind of a hindrance to us. So we do the GAIN meditation, and let's say we're going to focus on non-judgment today, or we're going to focus on gratitude. We're going to stop ourselves when we start to feel a little bit frustrated and remember how grateful we are, how many good things we have in our lives, because we have a negativity bias. We tend to remember the negative things, and we can use our intention or our purposefulness to kind of rewire the way our minds work into a more positive way of being and way of thinking, and start to focus on what we have instead of what we don't have. So again, it just comes back to these four principles of gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment. And we can be happier. We can be more resilient.
I'd like to go through those. It's great how you've turned GAIN into gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment, and how you've selected these words, which are nice words, and yet they hold so much weight. And I want to make a correlation as we go through this to talk about holding so much weight. This is all coming from a man, A, who's obviously very busy, and so many of us are, but you watch, hopefully not a lot of them, but you watch kids die and parents suffer because of what they're going through and their lives being changed completely. And you're saying, wake up in the morning and find something to be grateful for. You're saying non-judgment. I mean, the weight of your words coming from you, Dr. Hammer.
Well, it's all a matter of how we choose to direct our thoughts. And so many of us direct them in a negative way, and it makes us miserable. And we can redirect our thoughts into a positive way of being. And an example of that, since you brought it up about death, is that I lost my beautiful 29-year-old boy 3 years ago. And
wow.
Every morning when I do my gain meditation, as I get into my breathing and kind of slow my breath down, and that slows my heart rate and lowers my blood pressure and brings things into focus for me, and I start to contemplate that for which I'm grateful. One thing is always, I'm grateful I had 29 years with him. He was full of life. He had a big footprint. He was just an amazing character, and I feel grateful to have had that much life with him and to have been his father. And when I move to acceptance, you know, there's pain and suffering everywhere, Filippo, as you know, and we're all experiencing that kind of with an exclamation point these days. But we should really focus on those things that represent suffering to us and purposefully open our hearts and bring those thoughts and feelings in closer and closer and closer until we merge with them. Until when the question is, can I live with this forever? The answer is yes. And that means we've really merged with that pain and suffering. And when we bring it that close, we often realize there's not as much there as we thought with our negative way of thinking. And so the my son's passing is always first and foremost in my A for acceptance.
Mm.
And, you know, I think that it's helped me tremendously just be present with him and just open my heart to the pain of his passing and fully accept it, fully embrace it.
Wow. You just blew my mind, Greg. Wow. I don't know what to say. And I already your words had so much weight, and now that you just, and so thank you for having found this for yourself, for your students. And now you're sharing it with all of us. You started to actually break down that process with gratitude and acceptance. Do you mind talking us through the intention part?
Sure. The intention, again, it kind of goes to our negativity bias. We can change the way we think into a more positive way of thinking. And a great example of that, Filippo, is a program at Duke University called Three Good Things. And they actually studied this by administering sequential quality of life surveys to people who join online. So you take a quality of life survey, it measures how happy you are, how unhappy you are. And then you agree to commit to a practice of simply identifying three good things that happened to you during the day. And think of these three good things and preferably write them down before you go to bed. Doesn't really take any time. You can think of them while you're turning the bed down, what have you. Tonight, I will think what a beautiful day it was here in Northern California, just perfect weather. And I will remember the coffee I had with my loved one this morning, Rhonda. And I will think of the wonderful bike ride I had. And I will definitely think of getting to know you, Filippo, and being on your program. And so I'll think of those things before I go to sleep tonight. And by embracing that practice, again, a very small step, not time consuming, but done on a daily basis, in this case, every evening, what they showed, these investigators at Duke, with the Three Good Things practice is that people slept better and they became happier. So this is an excellent example of how we can use our intention, purposefully refocusing our thoughts in a positive direction to our benefit. And again, you know, I think this should be a daily practice, baby steps, but a daily practice. And it's remarkable how we can influence through our intention, through our purposefulness, the way we think and become more resilient and happy.
Wow. You know, when I'm thinking that as a doctor, that you focus on the body, the biology, the physiology, but you're actually going so much deeper into more like the psychology or maybe even the spirit. And knowing something about you that ties this all in, if you don't mind me sharing, that you started out majoring in astronomy. So like as far out as you could go one direction, and now you're going as far in as you can go in the other.
Well, you know, astronomy really involves the range from the infinitesimally small to the remarkably never-ending large, if you will. And, you know, from quantum particles or wave particles on the micro level to the expanding universe on the macro level. And the body is the same. It just occurred to me that one is analogous to the other, and the body has, you know, simple atoms, molecules, subcellular organelles making for, you know, cells. Cells form tissues. Tissues form organs. Organs comprise the body, if you will. And then well beyond the body is the way that our makeup, our body interacts with everything around us. And so you can expand that out just as you contemplate the infinity of the universe, if you will. And so I think there's a lot of, it's really kind of like fractal geometry, the way shapes and patterns and relationships between the micro and the macro repeat in so many things around us, including our own human bodies, which I've just found so interesting. And I think the body is such a miraculous organism. And, you know, I just got very interested in learning about it, as I was interested in learning about astronomy, about the relationship between quantum particle waves and, you know, gases and planets and solar systems and galaxies and groups of galaxies and beyond. And just there's so many fascinating things to learn about.
I like that you feel that way, actually, and obviously you've studied many of them and you've written on many of them. I think this is a best-selling book. I just don't know if it's your first book. You've written so many other things, papers and things like that. Nonetheless, you're very well published, and but this book is Gain Without Pain. Let's see. I'm looking at several different things at once. That was correct, wasn't it? Gain Without Pain?
Gain Without Pain, and this one is a subtitle of the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. So the stories in it are mostly about medicine for physicians, nurses, and other healthcare providers. But the GAIN principles really resonate for all of us, and soon coming out, there'll be a pocketbook of Gain Without Pain, Your Happiness Handbook, which will literally be just a small size publication that will fit in your pocket. And then we're doing another book. I'm teaming up with somebody who coaches those in business, and that one will be Gain Without Pain, The Happiness Handbook for Entrepreneurs. So I'm hoping that going forward, you know, we can do teachers and young parents and Silicon Valley and who knows what, by partnering with other people who have expertise in those areas outside of medicine.
Nice, nice. So if you want to follow Dr. Greg Hemmer, go to greghemmermd.com. The book is available everywhere. where books are sold online. And actually, Dr. Hammer is kind enough to suggest he can take us through a 3-minute guided meditation of gain when we come back after this. And a little later on the program, we're going to have our musical guest. Also in our next segment, that would be Julian Miranda. And in our next segment, Dorothy Lee Donahue with the Ask Dorothy question, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark online, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. Our guest has been and continues to be Dr. Greg Hammer. We've been talking about gain resilience working from home, although we really haven't. We really didn't come to think of it. I got carried away on all these other subjects, and there are so many more. Organ transplantation, I'd love to know more about that, especially from your perspective, and like I said, so much more. What can we say? Technically, what you're about to do with us meditation-wise, this is for people working at home. Not, this is for everybody, but especially if you're working at home, right?
Sure. I think that, you know, for everybody, regardless of where they're working, but especially I think these days, people who are at home, it's kind of a mixed blessing. You know, many of us enjoy time with our families and so on that we haven't experienced before. I happen to live alone because my daughter has grown up, but you know, there's some good things about that. And then there's also stressful things about it. Let's face it. You know, there's so much uncertainty. People are feeling a lot of stress. So from that standpoint, I think in the COVID era, and for those of us who are at home or who may be stuck at home in some cases, I think the gain meditation every morning is especially helpful. I just want to say quickly that I'd love to get a copy of that book. So if you're able to send me an autographed copy, Filippo, I'd love it. Otherwise, I'll go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon online. But it sounds like a great little book.
That's very sweet. The Little Dog That Could. We'll make sure to get you an autographed copy. Thank you,
Doctor. All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
and with that, this sounds like a meditation of a different kind. We some of us are familiar with all kinds of meditations from various different religious groups and all of that. And this is non-ecumenical, right? This is for anybody and everybody, whether they're a believer, a seeker or not, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, again, many people think of meditation as something you do where you sit for 20 or 30 minutes in a position that may not be comfortable without moving or having any thoughts. And so many people have tried meditation and failed because of that idea. And this is for all of you, because I think those ideas are really kind of misrepresentative of what meditation is, at least as far as I'm concerned. So I just created a 3-minute meditation for my trainees who are very short of time. And we can do that now if you'd like. I'll just go through the steps with people. So if we have three minutes, we'll dive in.
Yes, I'm looking forward to doing it with you and all of us joining in. And this is, you're guiding us through GAIN, correct? G-A-I-N?
Yeah, we'll do a three-minute GAIN meditation. So I'm just going to have your listeners close their eyes. I can't see all of you, so no cheating. Just close your eyes and just kind of focus on your breath, as it's so central to meditation in general. And kind of notice the air passing into your body through your nose, noticing a slight sweetness in the air even, and breathing in to a slow count of three, pausing for a slow count of two, and then without effort, just exhaling to a count of four. And slowing our breath down actually slows our heart rate, it lowers our blood pressure, it helps us really relax, get rid of tension in our bodies. We breathe in to a count of three, hold for a count of two, and just let the breath out without effort to a count of four. And we kind of find ourselves sinking into this awareness of the breath. Noticing our gratitude, so many things for which we have to be grateful. We're so fortunate to be living where we are in this country. We're safe. We have access to clean water, medicine, most of the things that we need. We're so grateful for those loved ones with whom we can connect, if not physically, then virtually through the internet, which is, in this case, such a gift. And we're just so grateful to have all of the wonderful things in our lives, all of the people, all of the comforts we have and we share. Noticing that there is pain and suffering in life as well. Many people are suffering during this pandemic. And people have suffered eternally throughout the ages, things that humans have done to each other, slavery and war and cruelty, deforestation. And we recognize that our pain and suffering, like those of our brothers and sisters, is part of life. Noticing that we can sit with the breath and focus on opening our chest and opening our heart to this pain and suffering. And just bringing it closer and closer and closer, bringing it into our heart, merging with it, until we can answer the question, can I live with this pain forever? And the answer is yes. We have merged with the pain and suffering that we feel for ourselves and we feel for humanity. And notice this acceptance that comes with the breath. And also noticing the magical power of our intention, that we can be purposeful about changing the way we think from a negative bias to being positive and present. We can use our intention to be grateful and present in this moment, just letting go of the past and the future and being where we are in this very moment, which is truly the only moment that we ever actually experience. And the breath, as we inhale and pause and exhale, brings this feeling of presence that we have with our purposefulness, with our incredible minds, we can use for the intention of being present. And noticing that we don't have to judge everything around us. Being aware that our minds are always comparing ourselves to other people and other people to themselves, and this is too big or too small. We make so many judgments, and this is really very tiring and completely unnecessary. We notice with the breath that we can simply accept things exactly as they are. The world is exactly how it is. We didn't create it. We're not going to change it. We can just embrace it without any judgment of good or bad at all. And we go back to our breath, breathing in to a count of three and pausing and slowly exhaling. And we slowly open our eyes to the present moment and this miraculous place we live and breathe. And thank you very much, Filippo, for the opportunity to share this with all of your listeners.
Thank you for sharing it. And I have to say, I went with it through it with you. Actually, we all were doing it. And when we got to non-judgment, I got to non-judgment. You got to non-judgment. I smiled, and the smile remained. And I thought, I wonder, that's interesting. Either I had let go of so much or not really sure. But that ended with a smile for me. So thank you for that.
I'm so glad. You know, we judge ourselves most harshly. And I think, you know, that can be incorporated into the meditation as well. Just letting go of that self-judgment, that we are neither good nor bad. We are simply who we are, what we are, without judgment.
And so it is. What's that?
It's so important. Yes, not to judge ourselves. Yes.
This has been so important and so fun and informative. And thank you for being who you are and what you're doing and sharing in the way that you're sharing. I look forward to more of the books coming out in this series of Gain Without Pain. And again, GregHammerMD.com is where you can learn more about him. And of course, the book's available wherever books are sold. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Greg.
Filippo, it's really been wonderful being with you. Call on me anytime you'd like.
Okay, well, we just might do that. And look for a book in the mail soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. And bye-bye. With that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Catherine from San Antonio, Texas. I think it has been 8 years since we had a session together. You suggested at the time that I might want to look at my marriage and determine if staying with my husband was in our highest and best good. Our kids are in their late 20s now, and although I'm still married, I have developed insane tumors all over my body. I found a clinic in Santa Barbara that is helping me disappear my disease. I have been here for a week and have 3 more to go. With these treatments, I'm getting strong and able to go up and down stairs and move about so much more than when I arrived and my tumors were shrinking. However, my husband is insisting on joining me here, and when he tells me that he's coming, I fall apart. I mean, I really fall apart and can't get out of bed, and I thank God I have found the energy to refuse his request to come here. I feel that it is time to divorce him, but I am so afraid because I have no way to support myself, and I will miss our lake house and beautiful home if I divorce him. Although I have come to realize that it's my husband who is making me sick, I don't have the courage to leave, as I don't see any future for myself. Please help me make the right choice.
Dear Catherine, I am sad to hear of your present health challenges. However, as I shared with you long ago, we are responsible for everything that occurs in our lives. In other words, I believe that you are making yourself sick as a result of not making the most elegant choices possible for you and your future. You and your husband have been in a reactionship from the beginning, and you've never shown me any proof that there is any relating going on. Years ago, I suggested that you read the book, You Can Heal Your Life, by Louise Hay, and use her suggestions to assist you in making more elegant choices for yourself. I learned from working with Louise in the late 80s that all dis-ease begins in the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies before it occurs in the physical body. In her book, Louise gives the probable cause of tumors as this: nursing old hurts and shocks and building remorse. And dear Catherine, this is what you've been doing since you married your husband. I'm amazed that it has taken this long for the tumors to manifest in your physical body, although I do know you have suffered from other illnesses ever since I met you. I trust that you will make the best choice possible for you and your family and set yourself free from being trapped in your current marriage. You are an amazing being with many gifts, and although you haven't worked professionally, I know that you can find income in a job that brings you joy. You may wish to consult an attorney to find out what kind of alimony would be available to you and for how long, and then put together a plan for your future. You might consider becoming a life coach and healer, as I recall your amazing abilities to transfer healing energies to those who took my energetic alchemy class with you. I also remember how insightful and helpful you were to others who were lost and confused. and was amazed with your channeled messages that were right on in addressing their issues. You have often shared with me that many come to you for answers and that you always seem to know exactly what to say to others to help them move on. I encourage you to listen to the advice you give others, as I have personally discovered that often the advice I give is as much for me as the one asking for it. You may also wish to begin working with me on a weekly basis until you're strong enough to make the decisions that will most support you in your body. I look forward to hearing from you about the amazing changes taking place in your life because you're making the correct choices for Catherine.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Julian Miranda, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy, and joining us from at home, is our musical guest. He is a singer, a songwriter. He's also the owner of Standing O Music, which is a management development and production company for young talent. And actually, there's more he can share on that, and LA singers and all that. Just let's welcome first Julian Miranda, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Such a pleasure. This is a pleasure for many reasons, because you have not only worked with a lot of great developing young artists, but you've worked with so many artists that have been out there in the world performing, like Ray Charles and Aaliyah Adams and Jessica Simpson and Enrique Iglesias. And the list goes on.
Cole. Guilty as charged. That's me.
You've been on America's Got Talent. Say, yeah,
you're a busybody getting out there.
Star Search.
Yeah. Now you're dating me, but yes. I don't care. Yeah, you know what? Guilty as charged. When you follow your dream, when you follow your passion, and you just make yourself open to it, it's going to take you on a journey. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. I remember I graduated from the High School for the Arts here in L.A., the L.A. campus, LACSA. And I was in the music department, and I got a scholarship from APU. You know, I was studying with Seth Riggs at the time. I think I was 16, 17
Oh, my
years
God,
old,
I studied kind of been, with him, too.
Did you really? Right on, yeah.
So we'll talk.
I could only afford like a year.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, but, I can only afford to take him like 12 months. But he hooked me up with a guy that was running the music department at APU, and I got a scholarship to go to APU, which is Azusa Pacific University, and that was all great and wonderful. And, you know, parents were very happy, but that's just not what I wanted to do. My calling was to be out in the world, and so I listened to my heart. I followed my passion, and I went out into the world, and I was doing a lot of open mic nights, and I found myself at a very cozy spot called Chiro's Pomodoro. It's no longer there, but it was adjacent. You guys might remember it. It was a kind of catty corner to the Beverly Center. And it was a piano bar and a pizza place, and there was a lot of old Hollywood were there. And I remember singing there with my sheet music and a keyboard player, and a man came up to me with a cigar and said, "Hey, kid, you're pretty good. Would you like to open for Ray Charles?" And, of course, you know, you couldn't get more rhetorical than that. I mean, of course I want to. So after that happened, I was like, okay, this is my sign that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, this is special for all of us too, because I know you've put out several CDs with music that you've covered, with artists that you've worked with, and of course when you're working with the other artists, you're singing their music. But this is something that unfortunately is rare, but maybe we'll get to hear more of, is your original music.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the music business has changed so much, and I can't emphasize that so enough, that it's not at all like what it was, you know, when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old. And so, you know, you have to play it a different way, and I just really love, now I do it specifically and mainly for, you know, the pure passion of what I love to do. I'm not trying to be a recording artist. I'm not trying. I mean, I toured with so many huge pop stars for so many years, and not to say that they didn't have a glamorous life. It was very glamorous. You know, I was on Enrique's jet with him a couple times, and, you know, I was in very tropical islands and stuff with some of these artists, but, you know, that's a lifestyle that if you sign up for it, that's a, you know, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
I don't know if I wanted all that.
Yeah. Interesting.
I just want to sing. You know, I don't want to do all that.
Interesting. You could have the jet. I just want to fly on it and sing with you every once in a while.
Yeah. Let's just go. Yeah. Let's just go sing, you know, get a little check, and then I come home.
So what do we get to hear first, Julian?
Well, you know, a really good friend of mine, I don't know if he's listening or not. Hopefully he is. His name is Billy Kent. He is an amazing songwriter. He's written many, many songs for Tower of Power. He brought this song to me many years ago. And he's like, "What do you think, Julian?" And I was like, "Are you kidding me? It's amazing." And so I just kind of, I put my styling on it. And then I recorded it. And then we did a music video to it. So if you actually go online, you could see the music video, "Shallow End" by Julian Miranda. So that's the first song we're going to do.
Oh, fun. What did you say it was called?
The Shallow End.
Oh, okay. Well, this is very special. Actually, you've got your accompanist there with you, right?
Guitarist? I do, actually. I'm glad you mentioned that. This is a young man who started. So you mentioned I do. I host one of the biggest live band vocal jams in Los Angeles, pre-COVID, of course. And it's called Singers LA. And it's for up-and-coming professional and semi-pro vocalists who want to come and sing with a band or jam or bring the guitar. So he's the guitarist from our current band, house band situation. His name is Mike Liss, and you can find him on Instagram. He's a fantastic guitar player.
Well, looking forward to hearing him. You said Mike Liss?
L-I-S. Mike Liss. Yeah, he's played with everybody.
Him too. Okay, well, with that, here is The Shallow End, performed live at home on The Life Changes Show, Julian Miranda.
Oh, yeah. Am I running, am I hiding from love all this morning? I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. Then I get this drug-like feeling, yeah, from the warmth of your glow, yeah. And I can't believe I almost drowned in the shallow end. No, I can't believe I almost drowned in the shallow end of your soul. Shallow end, shallow end. Mm-hmm. Is this a serial love situation? Got your game on. Just don't get left alone. So good like waking up on Christmas morning in a new home. And you, I found a home. And I can't believe I almost drowned in the shallow end. No, I can't believe almost drowned in shallow end. Yeah. I know we get tangled when our minds fight. So many angles really don't matter who. Wrong or right? No, no, no. It really don't matter who's wrong or right. Oh, yeah. No, I can't believe I almost drowned in the shallow wind. Oh, I can't believe I almost drowned in the swallow of the ba-ba-ba-ba. Hey, baby, in the shallow end of your soul.
Yeah. Nice, Julian Miranda. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Well,
kudos.
Billy Cann in the house, hopefully.
What's that?
I said, hopefully Billy Cann is listening to this.
Yeah, I said kudos to him. We'll post that when we get this archived, and shout out to him too. You know, standingomusic.com is where people can learn about what you are doing to help artists, right?
No, you know what? I'm glad you asked about that. Actually, I did a little revamping. You know, COVID gave me not much to do other than kind of be in my head and in my living room. So I moved everything over to All the Rave. All the Rave Entertainment is my entertainment company.
So okay.
All the Rave, ENT, and it is just like it sounds, All the Rave, RAVE, and then ENT, and it's all one word, All the Rave, ENT.com. And I've moved everything over there because that's kind of a more of a mixed blend of everything that I do. You know, when I'm not, I stopped singing as a background singer probably about 15 years ago, and I started an entertainment company where I provide live music services like bands, live sound, and DJ and karaoke. And believe it or not, people can never get enough karaoke. So I run karaoke nights all over. I had a karaoke night at LA Live at Lucky Strike for like almost 10 years. I'm in Orange County a lot. So they can find me on alltheraveent.com, alltheraveent.com.
Well, good. I'm glad that came up. And I was going to say, do you still work with young artists? I know, because you were yes. teaching the last time I got to speak with you. Can I just ask you, what is it, real quickly before we get to hear another song, what is it that you think the young artists are needing more support in? Is it confidence? Is it musicality? Is it finding words, creative ideas? What is it?
It's funny that you should ask that. It actually is completely cohesive to why I started Singers LA in the first place. So, you know, in the day and age now of social media, you know, if you're on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it is, your pick your poison, Facebook, you know, everyone can literally create any kind of a platform that they want to virally. But the thing that's missing for a lot of young people is a live platform. They need to get out there and they really need to just, you know, work out all of their, the ins and outs of being on stage and performing in front of people and interacting in front of people and working with the band and having that live entertainment experience. So that is what's missing at this point in my opinion, because people are so used to doing, you know, now, especially young people, everything in their bedroom, which, you know, that there's something to be said about that. But if they truly genuinely want to, you know, pursue a career in being an entertainer, then this is a vital part of the training process. So I provide to them, I'm the vocal coach at the Orange County School of Music and Dance. That's what I do in the daytime. That's my daytime job. All of my students now are online. So I have about 30 students and they're still coming in. I'm still getting people wanting to take lessons online, which I can teach. I have students all over the United States too. Some in Florida, all over, but, I taught physically at the Orange County School of Music and Dance in Irvine, but now, of course, we're online. And that's one of the things I do for them prior to COVID is I would bring all these young kids. And I have kids from 6 years old all the way up to like 50, 60 years old people, young at hearts. And I provide platforms for them to perform. And now I'm doing it virally. So every 2 months we do a viral showcase on Instagram on singers_LA, which is my Instagram handle.
Nice. Julian, we're going to have to talk more after the show at some point. We can reminisce about working with Seth Riggs and we can also talk about a lot of the same people. Yeah, I think so. We could also talk about how we can support some of your performers by inviting them onto our live shows when we get back into our studio in downtown LA as well. So lots to talk about. But in the meantime, we've got the pleasure of hearing another song from you. Is that correct?
That's right. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. This song is called Heart of Mine. I wrote this, gosh, I was, you know, I think somebody gave me a cassette tape with like some chords on it. And I was like, ooh, I can make that into a song. This is probably 1990, I don't know, something. And I wrote it and everyone just seemed to like it. It's a very simple song, so much to the point that when I was singing at Agape, I met a man named Carl Anderson, which you guys might know from Jesus Christ Superstar. He also had a couple of hits with Gloria Loring. Friends and Lovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had her on the show.
Oh, you did? You had Gloria Loring?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Yeah, we had her on as a guest, yes.
Oh, yeah. I am a true fan. But Carl was a friend. Carl recorded Heart of Mine as well. So I do have, I'm going to post that on my, actually, it is on my Facebook right now, his version of singing this song that I wrote, Heart of Mine. So I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Here is Julian Miranda performing live at home, Heart of Mine, on the Life Changes Show.
Hanging round
but never did I realize, oh, that you'd be looking into someone else's eyes. Oh, I cried the day you walked away. There's so much pain, I'll never be the same. This heart of mine will heal in time. And night I cried the tears of the fool I am. And heart of mine, what am I gonna do, baby, now that I'm needing you? Ooh, and a heart of mine. Ooh, now I need you, baby. So much by my side. I always thought that you would be who is hanging round and waiting for me. But never did I realize, oh, that you'd be looking into someone else's eyes. I cried the day you walked away. There's so much pain, I'll never be the same. This heart of mine will heal in time. And night I cried the tears of the fool I am. Oh, I cry the day you walk away. There's so much pain, I'll never be the same. This heart of mine will heal in time. And night I cry the tears of the fool I am. Heart of mine.
Julian Miranda, thank you so much. Great
thank
song.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Great song. It's our pleasure. And now we want to remind people that they can learn more about you. Find you at alltheraveent.com. That's for entertainment, right?
So yes, that's all my DJ stuff, my live band stuff, my karaoke stuff. There's videos of me on there. There's photos on stuff like that. But if they want to really look into my life, they just should go to Instagram and go to the official Julian Miranda on Instagram. That's like where you really will see everything from what I'm cooking in my kitchen to all the songs that I do. I do a lot of live videos with a lot of, you know, people one-on-one. Now that we can't really go out and do anything out in public, I do everything in my garage or my living room with friends and stuff. So yeah, the official Julian Miranda on Instagram.
Okay. And I'm just going to let people know that out there, there's a video that was just recently posted. We posted it on our webpage about you as well, but it's out there. It's you on America's Got Talent, and that's a really fun video. So good on you for all that you've done and all that you're doing for others and also for yourself. So, Julian, true pleasure, and look forward to connecting at another time.
Absolutely. Once again, so grateful. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. And thank you also to Mike Liss. And with that, that is our show. Now that we can, we're also going to want to thank Dr. Greg Hammer one more time as being such a great guest. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leisure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.